ABC Radio Darwin.
Hi, I'm Frank Simeone. I do metalwork, recycled metalwork. I make dragons and birds and just all out of gas bottles. I call it uneducated, rustic art. Is what I call it. The first thing I made was a dragon out the front.
That's a spectacular looking dragon. How can that be the first?
Yeah, no, that was my first, my very first one.
I reckon it almost looks better than some of the CGI dragons we see on Game of Thrones. Did they model their dragons off yours?
I just thought about it and made it, basically. I didn't look at anything, just basically I wanted a dragon and that's what I'd done.
You know what a dragon looks like? It looks like that. What's the dragon made from?
It's made from gas bottles. It's made from copper solar panels. It's made from rheobar.
So that's the spines of the wings?
The wings. Then it's got picks. They're mattocks and picks for the spikes.
Ah.
The teeth are rheobar. The legs are rheobar. And then the wings are copper. As I said, they're copper solar panels.
And where did you get all that stuff from?
From here. From the recycle shop. My wife was one that started me on this. I used to do a lot of work out in the communities. And I was away for a while each time, you know, a couple of months at a time. And I come home one day. And when I come home, she says, I want her a daddy long legs. And I said, yeah, fine, I'll make you one. So I went and got a starter motor off a lawnmower and some suspended ceiling rods and made her a daddy long legs. And basically that started this off.
I have a few questions about this, but I'm going to have to find out why did she want a daddy long legs?
I really don't know. She wanted to put it in the garden.
Still there?
Still there. That was actually my very, very first thing I made.
We'll call the daddy long legs the prototype.
Yeah, yeah.
And the dragon was the first.
Yeah, yeah. Dragon was the actual first thing I'd done. But I do things like spoonbills. I do magpie geese. I do any sort of bird, basically. Bees. I've made dragonflies. I've made all sorts of stuff.
What is it about it that obviously from that very first daddy long legs to then experimenting with the dragon, what do you like about it?
It just makes me feel good. You know, it's something that I didn't think I'd ever do. But yeah, it just makes me feel good. I started with, like a lot of people do, just putting things together. And then I went from that to this sort of stuff, like making dragons and making dinosaurs and saber-toothed tigers and just generally got bigger and bigger, and they're just getting bigger and bigger as we go.
We are standing next to a humongous dragon's head that has a smoke machine inside, so smoke comes out of its nostrils. It's just incredible. How big is that head? It's dragon size, I reckon.
Yeah, it's a dragon size head, like live dragon.
I think I could fit inside there.
Yeah, for sure. I could get inside it. I know the golf balls are the
golf balls.
Yeah, the golf balls for your eyes, and they light up over night time. You know, they're the going to duck.
That would be terrifying.
Yeah. So that was 5 weeks' work, 5 or 6 weeks' work, that. A lot of work.
These materials that you're using, the old gas bottles, old solar panels, don't have a lot of use otherwise.
No, not really. No, not much point. These ones here I'm using a lot of hot water services, solar hot water services also. The dragon, this dragon and this dinosaur was all hot water service. The inside of that is all... is rheobar, so I make a frame first, and then I cut all the plates, weld them all, grind it all, a lot of work.
I imagine with the daddy long legs that you were just, I'll put this on here and see how it looks.
Yeah.
Now that we're looking at these grand scale, the dinosaur and the dragon, do you do a drawing first? Do you do some designing?
No. I just, all out of here, yeah. I might look at a photo. But there's no designing, you know, I don't do that sort of stuff. This is why I call it uneducated.
Do you often find inspiration from the object in the first place, like that starter motor that you saw and went, I can make a spider out of that?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what happens. But now that I've got away from that sort of stuff, I still do a little bit for my wife, But I don't do any for sale unless somebody actually wants it. But 9 out of 10 when I do something now, it's more this sort of scale.
What else is in your garden?
Well, I've got a lot of birds in my garden. I've only just started taking stuff home because I'm sick of trying to sell it. People just don't have the money for it.
But has your wife requested any other arachnids?
No, not yet, no. But, I mean, I brought her home an emu the other day. I made her an emu. It's made out of gas bottles, made out of horseshoes. The feathers are horseshoes. The chain, and the head is a mill ball. I don't know if you know what a mill ball is, but it breaks rock. You put it in with a...
In a crusher?
In a crusher type thing, and it breaks down the rock. And that's the head.
What are you working on at the moment?
I'm working on a tree.
Is this the progress?
This is all the branches that I'm doing. All right, so I've got to weld all the way around it. All right. Behind you is the thicker limbs.
Oh, yeah, that's some thick chain.
There's going to be 9 of them, and that there is going to be the trunk of the tree, just normal gum tree. I'm actually going to put a few holes in it, and then maybe, depending on how I feel, maybe an owl inside there, made of steel or something, you know, it's just to give it so it's a habitat tree.
And what prompted you to make a tree?
I promised my wife that I was going to make her a tree. That was 2 years ago. But it's taken me that long to get the chain. So, yeah.
So you just wait until there's enough supply of different gauge chain.
The guy that owns the place, I tell him what I need, and he goes out and gets it for me. He's all right, you know.
It's already a treasure trove in here to then have your creations as well.
Yeah,
that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I didn't learn it all from school. I didn't go to school, basically. So if I want to learn how to do something, I'll go and get a job doing that. And then I get better at it. And then once I've learned, in the younger days, I'd get bored and I'd go and do something else to learn how to, you know. So it's all hands. There's no brain work. It's all hand work. And the welding, as I say, I actually did an apprenticeship, but I never finished it. I just went to school and learned how to weld. When the theory came along, I went out and played pool. You know? I started this at 60 years old, so, you know, it was just, I had other things to do, so when I retired, it was mostly a retired something. No, well, you've got to do something. So, and my wife, I blew my wife out, she never realised that I could do this sort of stuff, right? So, it was alright, it's good, I enjoy it, yeah.
I bet it feels good to make something out of a pile of junk or create something from nothing.
Yeah, it takes, you know, you... That dinosaur, that took me ages, and as I was doing it, it kept changing. It was never really finished. And then I get to the stage where I actually have it enough and it's finished, you know. I can still do a lot more to it, but I don't want it. It's done. It's finished. And it took me a long time. I did the head 3 times to get the right head.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where are the other heads?
Well, the others I cut up, but that was one of the first heads I made.
Oh, yes, I can see.
And it was just too big, and it was just too awkward, and it was just... And it didn't really look what I wanted it to look like. So then I made this head here. And because I had scaffolding around it, when I put the head on it and pulled the scaffolding away, the neck was too long. So I had to put it all back, take the head off, take the neck down,
Because that is, how tall is that dinosaur?
Oh, he's probably, I don't know, he'd have to be about 3-4 metres. 4 metres? 4 metres tall, yeah.
So you had your OH&S, you had your scaffold around him to get up there?
Out of milk crates. Yeah, 4 milk crates. So I screwed together. I had them screwed together.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. I had them done properly. Put planks over the top. A bit wobbly, but I mean, it held my weight. And this is what I like to do. I like to challenge myself. So everything I do, it's got to be harder than the last one. And that gets my mind stimulated and I feel good.
I can't wait to see the tree and also what you're making in a year's time. Frank, thanks so much.
No worries, thank you. My pleasure.
ABC Radio Darwin.
Aussie.